Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 309, the four stanzas. The Lord who has remembered us, his blessing will bestow. All those who fear his holy name, his loving care shall know. And what follows, Psalter 309, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Kings 6, and we shall begin with the first verse through verse 24. 2 Kings 6, the first 24 verses. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. And he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. And as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with the servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God said unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou wast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them, and when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. As so the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing for the new year. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy condescending mercy to gather us and our children together within the walls of thy house on the first day of the newly begun year, where thou hast brought us out of the old, and we may stand on the threshold of anew. And may it please thee, to grant a solemn, a profound impression of thy goodness and of thy mercy. And may it please thee by the first time, and also by renewal, to grant a broken and a contrite heart under all thy goodness. Lord, wilt thou grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication, that in this morning hour, and that in this year, that we may truly be found beggars at thy throne of grace, with an impression of our sinnership, undeserved, forfeited, that we are not worthy, that thou wouldest come under our roof, but also to say with the disciples of old, To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, Lord. Thou knowest how we have spent the night. Thou knowest how we have risen in this morning. what our thoughts and what our prayers have been concerning the outward things, but also concerning our never dying soul, with that profound question, is it well? Ah, Lord, thou knowest how it can be. The concerns, the fears, the worries, the anxiety, unfulfilled desires, unanswered prayers, unfulfilled promises, an unsaved soul. May we be given to commend one another unto thee. And then it is so necessary, each time by renewal, that we are instructed in the things of the Lord. And we're also in this year, thou shalt fulfill all thy counsel, and thou knowest the end from the beginning, but thou wast also appointed the means to the fulfilling of thy counsel, and thou grantest willing hearts to use those means, but, Lord, then without thy blessing, they cannot avail. And so we commend the family circles unto thee. Wilt thou remember consistory and congregation? Lord, may we be given to humbly beg of thee for a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our dear children, as we continue our journey to that never-ending eternity. Oh, do help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their dear children in that aforesaid doctrine. Do bless thy word in the church. Do remember and help, strengthen, and encourage the consistory. Who is sufficient unto these things? Wilt thou grant many Aaron's and hers, and may the consistory, each in their respective office, may they be administered continually out of heaven, a close life at the throne of grace, and with the souls entrusted unto us, that they may weigh heavy, that even times that we are driven to thy throne, with an eye upon thy glory and the coming of thy kingdom. Bless thy word also in our Christian school. Grant traveling mercies. Help the school board, the administration, the staff, and do help and remember the students. Ah, Lord, it all awaits for thy blessing. And thou wast promised, when there may be a sowing in tears, then there shall be a reaping in joy. Wilt thou then grant, if it may please thee, ah, Lord, thou wast taught thy church to pray for the coming of thy kingdom, that many boys and girls, that in this year, may it be in the first service of this new year, that they may receive new hearts, that our young people may be given to make that good choice of a Ruth, and the middle-aged and the elderly, to seek for that one thing needful. Lord, do remember thy Zion. Remember those seeking souls. May it be the year that they may become finders, that they may be brought to the light of the gospel, to be given to look outside of themselves. Oh, as a lost, hell-worthy, and poor sinner that have learned that they can never save themselves, but then to be enabled to look into the manger and to be enabled by an eye of faith to look upon the cross where thy beloved Son has hung and where he has cried out, "It is finished." Nothing can be added, nothing need to be added, and nothing shall be added. 'Tis such a perfect work where thou wast so well satisfied, Lord. Grant unto thy people that tender, that close, that dependent life. Oh, oftentimes at the throne of grace, with prayer and supplication, but also with thanksgiving, that the high praises of God may be in their mouth. Ah, thou knowest how that it is in each heart in this morning. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. Ah, may there have been the past night, the early morning watches. May there have been exercises concerning the things of the Lord with profound impressions that on such a morning that it is not fitting to come empty to thy house, ah, not to merit, but with a broken and a humble heart. Ah, may there yet be a few tears that in this day, in the midst of the family circles, to be given to consider all thy mercies and all thy goodness. To that end, Lord, may thy word richly be blessed in thy house in this year. We commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. The established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work, Bible translators, and do remember all the temporal needs. Lord, there are mourning families in our midst. Perhaps do not know how to continue. Not so much courage with the empty places that at times even seem to become emptier, ah, Lord, when it becomes too much. May they be given to bow their knees and tell thee all. The psalmist of old has declared, "When my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." Lord, we may humbly ask thee, insofar that it may be according to thy will, that thou mayst spare us in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we are called to be. And if it shall be the day of our death, that it may not be unprepared, that it may be well, by thy free and sovereign grace. To that end, may we be given to seek thee earnestly. We remember all of our elderly ones. They may have another New Year's Day. Remember our Bethesda, a precious gift, which thou wast given unto us, where our elderly may be cared for by our own people. We commend unto thee the staff, the residents, But, Lord, for the elderly ones, then it is in the evening of their life. Eternity cannot be so far away. Wilt thou work lovingly, irresistibly, by thy Holy Spirit. We remember all the sick, the afflicted. There are many amongst us with serious and grave concerns, the dreaded disease. Wilt thou remember them all? May please thee, may the means be blessed. Remember those that struggle with continual pain, weariness of the body. Lord, do remember and keep those that struggle with depression, perhaps also a New Year's Day, where everything can look so bleak and so dark and so impossible. May they also be given to look unto thee, to open thy word, to bow their knees. We remember the handicapped ones. Cannot be different. That oftentimes questions, discouraged, but, Lord, wilt thou grant courage. We commend unto thee all the family circles. May thy word have a central and a large place. Grant that love may abound between husbands and wives, between parents and children. Lord, the needs are manifold. Wilt thou remember us as a people in a dark and solemn time where thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. We commend unto thee our country, where elections, federal elections, hope to be held. And in 19 days in the United States of America, where the president hopes to be inaugurated, may it be with thy favor and with thy blessing, Lord. May then our eyes continually be upon the King of the Church, thy dear Son, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he gathers, defends, and preserves his church. May it also be for this service, that it may be indeed our help, is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the work of his own hands. Lord, so we have much to ask. We cannot enumerate all the needs. Remember what we have forgotten. Bless what stands in need of thy blessing. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 6. The six stanzas. My righteous God, who oft of old has saved from troubles manifold, give answer when I call to thee. Be gracious now and hear my plea. Psalter 6, the six stanzas. Thank you. Beloved congregation of Pitcher Butte, brothers of the consistory, the custodians, the doorkeepers of God's house, our organist who may lead the congregational singing, those that take care of the sound system, the confession of faith class, the catechism classes, the different committees with different purposes, our Bethesda, the staff and their residents, our Calvin Christian School, the school board, all those who labor therein, together with the students, all the family circles, under all the diverse and different circumstances, then we wish you all for the year of our Lord, 2025, the Lord's indispensable blessing, and then we may thank for all the tokens of love received and the good wishes. Then we and our dear children, then the Lord has granted that we may come out of the old year and that we may enter the new year. And then what a questions and what a concerns there can be. And then what a comfort it is for us and our children that the psalmist has declared in Psalm 99 that the Lord reigneth. And where the Lord has declared in his holy word that his dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ, sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence he is gathering and preserving his church. That is the reason why the world may still stand. That is the purpose why we may still gather together within the walls of God's house. And then it is true, the temporal concerns are manifold, but the greatest concern is, and may that be continually bound upon the heart, all may ask you, young and old, how has it now been with that question? Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? And is it well with thy wife? To that end, and is it well with the child to that end? May it please the King of the Church to grant a good year in the Church, that many among young and old may be wrought upon for conversions, but also for the further leadings. Ah, that close, that tender life at the throne of grace. And now it is necessary also in this morning hour that we may be instructed, and to that end we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Kings 6, the verses 15 through 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Our text words speak Elisha's prayer for his alarm servant. Three thoughts. First, the servant's anxious discovery. Secondly, the servant's earnest perplexity. And in the third place, the servant's wonderful beholding. Elisha's prayer for his alarm servant. The servant's anxious discovery. The servant's earnest perplexity. And the servant's wonderful beholding. Beloved congregation, then by renewal, a portion from the history of the prophet Elisha. And Elisha means that God is salvation. Elijah, he was a special type of John the Baptist, and Elisha of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now in our history, then Elisha and his servant, they are at Dothan, a place about 20 kilometers north of Samaria. And then they have spent the night, and then also Elisha and his servant have experienced that how suddenly and how quickly things can change. Because in the morning, then the servant has beheld solemn things. And now when we stand on the threshold of a new year, what the year of our Lord 2025 holds in, that is hidden for us. The Lord shall fulfill his counsel. And what is now needful? A close life at the throne of grace, a forsaking of sin and of the world. We have sung it together. From the two psalters we have sung that when we live in sin, not speaking about falling in sin, but when we willfully reject admonishments and choose for the world above the church, then we cannot expect a good year. Then we can only expect troubles. And if we would have a good year, then perhaps only a fattening for the day of slaughter. And now we read in our text words, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early, because we have heard it, that the king of Syria, each time by renewal, he has sent armies, soldiers, into the land of Israel. Then also in this portion of scripture, then we have contrasts between characters. Oh, we have Elisha, the holy man of God, and we have a servant. But then we also have King Ben-Hadad. And that was a king, 1 Kings 20, when he was at war with Israel. 100,000 soldiers were slain one morning. the wall of Aphek has fallen, another 27,000. And then the king was some soldiers. He was entrapped in the city. And then some soldiers, they have put a rope around their neck because they have heard that the king of Israel was merciful. And the king of Israel has saved his life. Then we would think, and 2 Kings 5, Naaman, his general, has been healed of his leprosy. Then we would think that King Ben-Hadad, that he would be so humble and so thankful that he would join affinity with Israel, and that he would never dare to set foot in the country again. But we have heard it. Are there Ben-Hadads in our midst? May be wonderfully spared from sickness, from accidents, and still not converted. And maybe not so troubled. We also, at the moment, then King Jehoram, he was king over Israel, the son of King Ahab. And it is written in 2 Kings 3, not wicked like his father and his mother. He had destroyed Baal, but the golden calves were still worshipped. A king halting upon two opinions, to serve the world and the church. And of course that cannot be. Halting upon two opinions, although we have heard it in this chapter, formerly in 2 Kings 3, when King Jehoram with Jehoshaphat have went to battle against the king of Moab, then he was severely rebuked by the prophet Elisha. But we have heard it when the prophet Elisha said, King Ben-Hadad with the Syrians, they are coming to attack in such and such a place. Then King Jehoram listened. He did not refuse the admonishments, but he took it to heart. Are there also King Jehorams in our midst? Still have a conscience, still a certain listening, but still the church and the world. And at the end of this chapter, when Samaria was surrounded by the Syrians, and the king has heard it, that the people were so famished that mothers have lost their mind to slay and to eat their children, then that King Jehoram has become so angry and says, you must seize that prophet and he must be killed. So angry he became. But now, a servant that has risen early in the morning. How have we risen this morning, congregation? What have our thoughts been? Maybe even during the night. Maybe a realization that it is not fitting and proper on New Year's morning to appear empty before the Lord. We read it 2 times in the book of Exodus and 1 time in the book of Deuteronomy on those feasts that the children of Israel were not allowed to appear empty. Have there been distressed souls? has there been a little spiritual fishing to try to at least catch a few fish, that we do not have to appear empty-handed before the Lord. That if we would be asking this morning, children, have ye any meat? That we would not have to say no. Ah, has that been our distress? Maybe that we thought that inside resembles outside, a cold winter night, so still, not even a howling coyote, that you have said, Lord, that is now my picture. Ah, that you have fished for a humble heart, maybe for a tear, it is even a blessing. Oh, a people, when their eyes may at least become a little moist. And now what does the church need to learn? Ah, to cast the net on the other side. And that is in the finished work of Jesus Christ. The Lord has a people that learns that it must all be given. Also a New Year's morning. But now the servant has risen early, undoubtedly with concerns, because we have heard it, the Syrians were continually invading the land, and then the servant, Dothan, that's on a large hill, about a 10-acre plateau, 200 feet above the surrounding area, and then he has risen early, and then what did he see, boys and girls? Then King Ben-Hadad, he has sent horses and chariots, because it was told to him, because each time that king has made a plan, then it was evident that the king of Israel knew about it, and it did not work out. And then finally the king said, soldiers, men, who is now the traitor amongst us? It's an awful thing when there are traitors also in the church that do not stand for the old truth and for the old ways. And then there was a servant, says, King, there is a prophet in the land of Israel that tells the king what you are thinking about in the bedchamber. And then the king said, send soldiers, surround that city, and then in the morning he may be captured. Oh, what a foolish king. Defeated different times. And if the prophet knew what the king was thinking in his bedchamber, then if he would have only reasoned it out, then he could have thought, I could make plans to capture him. But the prophet shall also know it. Oh, young and old, when you still remember, resemble King Ben-Hadad on the first morning of this new year, I hope that you may be given to see your foolishness, to be given to realize that we shall never win it of the Lord, because he is that great, majestic God, but that it may be given, that we may come before the King in repentance and humiliation and humbly beg for the pardoning of our sins and that we may become a soldier under the banner of King Jesus. Oh, when that takes place, then indeed it shall be a blessed year, 2025. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Our second thought, the servant's earnest perplexity. And then we see how suddenly things can change. The prophet, his servant, they went to bed at night, peace, no soldiers, no horses, no chariots, and in the morning, Dothan was surrounded. Boast thyself not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day bring forth. Have been families that have experienced it in the past year. Mourning families, sick and afflicted, can be multiplied out. And now the servant has come in the need. It's a blessing. When there may be need, and then the servant, he has went to the prophet of the Lord, the holy man of God. It's also a blessing when with our difficulties, that we may unburden our hearts, of course, above all, to lay it before the Lord, but also a privilege with our difficulties, burdens can be in so many different ways. A close life between husband and wife, not living beside each other, but those hard talks, may that happen. But also with parents and children, congregation and consistory, and of course above all, to lay it before the Lord. And then the servant has quickly went to his master, and then he said, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Has that also been our question among young and old? When we think the year that lies before us, solemn time that we live, alas, master, how shall we do? Can be with boys and girls that they have struggles, fears, concerns concerning many matters. Can be with schoolwork, sometimes boys and girls even have a stomach ache because of their studies. But then we have instruction in our text. Alas, master, how shall we do? Our young people, and many times many young people, they keep it all to themselves with their concerns, worries, the future, friendships. It can be multiplied out, and then it can also be for you. how shall it now go in this year? Then what a blessing it is when love may abound in the family circles, but the great Elisha, the Lord Jesus Christ, has taught his church to pray. We read in Psalm 142, verse 3, where David was given to pour out his heart with his complaints. We may complain to the Lord, but not complain of the Lord. When my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest it altogether. And now we go a little further. What do you think, boys and girls? What about fathers and mothers? Alas, Master, how shall we do? I hope, children, that you shall not be the cause, that you shall not be one where your heart is hardened, more indifferent. Father and mother, brothers and sisters are given to see it, not so attentive to the things of the Lord. I hope you may never be the cause. And if there are such, oh, then do bow your knees and say, Lord, I feel it. My heart is not so tender, becoming hardened. I see it on my father and mother, that I make them sad. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant that I may have a tender conscience, and above all, a new heart, to make that good choice. Oh, fathers and mothers, alas, Master, how shall we do concerning the daily bread? Last few years, prices have greatly escalated. Cost a lot to raise a family. Also in a new year, what a concerns there can be. Mothers, in the midst of their busy families, the daytime, the night watches, how overwhelmed they can be. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Then, of course, we do well when we may still be a servant. Because last night we have heard that the prophet had another servant. Know who that was, boys and girls? That was Gehazi. But because of his greed, then he was no longer the servant. He became leprous. Then what a privilege and what a blessing it is. Not saying it's always easy. Read in Genesis 3 verse 19 that in the sweat of our face can be many discouragements personally, family, in the church, but then to be given to consider, even when we are overwhelmed, Lord, I may still be a servant, still a place upon the earth, I still have work to do. And not only in the family circles, can be for office bearers. Ah, that a wonder that the Lord does not dismiss him, but still grants them some work to do, prayerfully looking up unto the Lord. Oh, there can be impossibilities also in that respect. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Perhaps, hope not in many cases, but maybe in marriages where it is not as it ought to be. The love waxing, let's say, a little cold. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Then the necessity, the word may have a central place, repentance, and a crying unto the Lord. The elderly ones, another New Year's Day, have already had many. The greatest part of your life is behind. And then the infirmities, they are increasing, more difficult. Alas, Master, how shall we do? And that above all, concerning our never-dying souls. Oh, it can be broadened out. The mourning families. Days in the morning. Perhaps no courage and no strength, that you do not know how you can continue with the empty places. Alas, Master, how shall we do? The sick and afflicted ones, those that struggle with pain, weakness, and then times when it goes better and then it goes worse. Those that are under the doctor's care in special ways, grave concerns, the fear of death. Alas, Master, how shall we do? We think of the handicapped ones. Oh, let us remember those that struggle with weakness of mind, anxiety, that also at the beginning of the year, that it can seem so bleak, so dark, so black, a hole where it seems they can never get out of. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Need to be carried upon the wings of prayer, because the devil also many times He preys upon those weak minds. We could speak of scars, secret crosses, burdens. Undoubtedly those in this morning, New Year's Day, that think if people only really knew. But they do not understand. Alas, Master, how shall we do? When we consider the happenings in this world, the enmity against God, His Son, His Word, His Church, is greatly on the increase. When we read the book of Revelation of the pouring out of the vials, when we read of persecution, we read in Jeremiah 12, verse 5, if thou wast fainted with the footman, how shalt thou do with the running of horses? And also in the swelling of Jordan, that we can have difficulty in the world, standing up for what is right, can seem that we can be so tongue-tied, not freedom to speak. How shall it then be, as it was with that servant, that we see the enemy that has no mercy? Read the persecution of the church, of course, all by permission of the Lord. But how shall we then stand? But now we must go a little further. Alas, Master, how shall we do? And that concerns our never-dying soul. Hebrews 9, verse 27, "'Tis appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." And now for the congregation of Pitcher Butte, say it reverently, then the Lord has the list. We are all included. And there is one on the top. And if that is now you, congregation, are you then prepared to meet your Maker? And then you know, young people, it's not all in the order of age. Alas, Master, how shall we do? When we consider our sins that mount up to the heavens, when we consider the cursing law, a demanding justice, oh, have there been souls also exercised with those matters? What that question, is it well? Has it brought you before the Lord? Ah, that servant. He has went to the prophet Elijah. Alas, Master, how shall we do? We could speak unfulfilled desires, could speak of unanswered prayers. Are there still unanswered prayers? You've laid it before the Lord. Times perhaps given to believe the Lord has heard, and yet no answer yet has brought relief. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Could speak of unfulfilled promises. And then we read, and he answered, the prophet Elisha. He did not rebuke, did not say, servant, what's wrong with you? It's the nominal Christendom. than Elisha did not say, "Servant, you have just seen it. We have experienced such wonderful things and encouragement at the school of the prophets. They have come forward," said prophet, "we are run out of room. Can we build a little bigger school?" And then we have heard it, that close bond. May the Lord also grant that. Let us mention the catechism classes. It's a blessing when there may be a bond. And then, boys and girls, you know what has happened. That one of those servants, a borrowed axe, and the head fell into the water. And then he has said, "Alas, master." We read it, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And then that axe head has swam, and he picked it up and put it on the handle. Then Elisha did not say, "Servant, have you not seen that wonder? Has the Lord now changed? Is the Lord not able to deliver?" No, Elisha. The people of God, they never have reason to exalt themselves, because they learn of self. They can bring forth nothing but that awful unbelief. Oh, Elisha, the greater Elisha. In Matthew 6, concerning the timely king cares, "Oh, ye of little faith," we do not read that the disciples have become angry. And therefore, the servants, wonderful beholding, let us first sing Psalter 66. The four stanzas. Ever are my longing eyes toward the Lord, whose watchful care, when my foes their plots devise, keeps my feet from every snare. And what follows? 66, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
Our third thought in short, the servants, a wonderful beholding. And then we read in our text words that Elijah has said, fear not. And so the greater Elijah also says unto his people, find it in the New Testament. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, fear not. Think of Luke 12, verse 32, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. That is the blessed portion of the people of God. Oh, the prophet Elijah, he did not speak those that be with me, but with us. Oh, what an encouragement for that servant that he may be included. Are there such servants and handmaidens on the first Lord's day of this, on the first day of this year? That is their question. Have experienced wonderful things they may not deny. Despise not the day of small things, it says in Zechariah 4, verse 10. But 'tis such a great word, and true servants and handmaidens, they need ground to say the same. Ah, Lord's day number one, what is thy only comfort in life and death? That I am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior, who with his precious blood, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was satisfied for all my sins and without the will of my Heavenly Father, not a hair can fall to the ground, that Elisha may believe. And says, oh, servant, it's true. Not deny. Elisha did not say they were not there, those chariots and horses. Great number. From man's side, escape was impossible. But, oh, servant, fear not. Because we have such a great God, the holy angels. More with us than with them, and accompanied with a prayer. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. What a fitting prayer for New Year's Day. Then we are not speaking about natural eyes, boys and girls, but spiritual eyes. Oh Lord, do open the eyes of the unconverted, that they may be given to see the great danger they are in. When they have to begin another new year on that Broadway, under the curse, under the wrath, and only one step between them and death. Oh, Jonathan Edwards, in that sermon, Sinners, in the hands of an angry God, then he says, oh sinner, you were hanging, as it were, by a spider's thread above the flames of hell. O Lord, open their eyes that they may be given to see the blessed portion of Elisha. Lord, open their eyes that they may be given to see what a hateful and what a bitter thing that sin is. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Ah, Lord, open the eyes also of our youth to be filled with a holy jealousy. Ah, that they may even become a servant. Because the Lord has a people upon the earth, as long as they may be the smallest little lamb, but part of the flock, a little lamb of the good shepherd, that has paid the price, that is satisfied for their sins. O Lord, open eyes when there is a building upon sandy foundation, but also a prayer, because that servant is true. He belonged to that blessed people, because Elijah has included him, us. They that be with us are more than they with them. Ah, Lord, then it is necessary that the eyes are opened to be given to see. Romans 3, verse 20. That by the works of the flesh, works of the law, no flesh can or shall ever be satisfied. Ah, that it is such a perfect justice. Lord, open their eyes. Oh, not, we repeat it, not to despise the day of small things, and for those servants and handmaidens. What do you think of a Ruth? When she has come on that field of Boaz, it was not Boaz, no, but it was the field of Boaz. Oh, then for a Ruth, then she would not say it was a small thing. It was such a great thing, because it is wrought by a great God. Oh, Lord, open his eyes that he may see for souls that do not know it anymore. With riddles and with perplexities, how am I thus? For souls that do not know how to be saved. And with the burden of sin, Lord, open then their eyes, that they may be given as a reed in Isaiah 33, verse 17, to behold the king in his beauty. Lord, open their eyes, that they may be given to look into that manger and to behold their Emmanuel, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come in the fullness of time. Lord, open their eyes that they may be given to be brought to the cross. Lord, open their eyes. Ah, that is continually necessary for the child of God, people of God. May it be a year of further leadings. Oh, to be led further into the mysteries of salvation. Oh, a year to receive many a visit and to experience that sweet communion with the Lord. And then, the Lord has answered the prayer. Oh, much more, the greater Elisha, as the great high priest, with the breastplate of his chosen church upon his heart, and the two stones upon his shoulders. John 17, the high priestly prayer, where the greater Elisha may continually present his blood. And the Father always heareth. And then, what was that servant given to see, boys and girls? We read it in our text. We must close. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. So not so old. Oh, it was also a dark time, but we repeat it. What an encouragement for Elisha. That's why we thought we would read the first verses about the school of the prophets. But Elisha, a young man that truly feared the Lord, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about. And what did the young man now see? Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. That's the blessed portion of the people of God, young and old. Stand on the threshold of another year. Alas, Master, how shall we do? Also in the way of a world of many temptations, the Lord bind us together at the throne of grace. May it please God Almighty, the God of all grace, the triune God, that many eyes may be opened. And to that end, then it is needful, young and old, that we are as Bartimaeus. He sat on the road where Jesus came by, faithfully used the means of grace, come up to God's house. On weekday services, we realize truckers, not possible for all, but let us never leave a place unlawfully empty. It's where the Lord especially opens eyes. May the Lord grant what we read in Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we may thank thee that we may come together, yet a few words to speak. And then we humbly ask thee that it may be a year that many blind souls may be opened in the beginning, but also for the further leadings. Lord, grant a prayer for one another. Remember and bless the family circles when they will meet together. Watch over us in this week. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 345, and let us only sing the first stanza. To the hills I lift my eyes, when shall help from me arise? And what follows 345, only the first stanza. Thank you.
Reverend Adams, then on behalf of the consistory and the congregation, on this first day in this first service of the year 2025, and then we want to wish you health and wellness in the year that lies before us, that you may receive the caring and sparing hand of the Lord to provide for your temporal needs, your bodily needs, for you are of like matter as we are, that he may liberally provide all things that you stand in need of, above all, that you may receive the blessing from above poured out upon you by the Spirit of God for your own spiritual welfare, but also for the congregation, for then that shall be reflected in your words through the members. Then we may acknowledge and thank the Lord that he has given you what you stood in need of in the past year, but as often expressed, every time is a new time. And therefore, we wish you the Lord's help and direction. We may acknowledge that the Lord has given you what you stood in need of in the task laid upon you in the past year. You may have faithfully proclaimed God's word Lord's Day after Lord's Day, and also sometimes during the week. And we may believe the Lord has helped you, that you may have brought forth, yeah, the unadulterated word of God, death in the first Adam, life in the second Adam. And that is necessary, and we hope that that may continue also in the year that comes upon us. That is also what the congregation stands in need of, to hear that same message, life in Christ and death in Adam. Then I can think of nothing better to wish for you than in this coming year than what we read in Psalm 20. And some of our commentators have mentioned that it is a prayer for a king to go into battle, about to go into battle. But we believe it may also be fitting when you stand upon the threshold of a new year and that you go into battle under the banner of King Jesus. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. And congregation, may this prayer be daily in our hearts for Reverend Adams, the servant that the Lord has given unto us. If this prayer may become a true need in our souls, and that we need that work of the Holy Spirit in our souls, then God has also promised an answer upon that prayer. And we can find that in Malachi 3 verse 10, bring ye all the tithes, we may say your prayers, into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. May that be our portion. Then let us sing together to our minister, standing, the Psalter 92, stanza 8. Yea, let the Lord be magnified, because thy servants thou dost bless. And I from morn till eventide will daily praise thy righteousness. My soul is joyful in the Lord. In his salvation I rejoice. To him my heart will praise accord and bless his name with thankful voice. Psalter 92, stanza 8.
Thanks for the words which you have spoken on behalf of the consistory and congregation. And may the labors be blessed richly in this year, that many eyes may be opened. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.